Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the concealed part of the Torah of Israel. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. The concealed part of the Torah of Israel has been with us since the Torah of Israel probably came to be. And we'd like to understand, why is it concealed? Why is it becoming revealed now? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, the common opinion is that Judaism is divided into two. There is the external Torah, the written Torah, the Pentateuch, that you can study. There's the part of the oral Torah that at some point also became written, the Talmud, the Gemara, and so on. And there's the inner part. The inner part is the concealed part of the Torah of Israel. And this is what we'd like to focus a bit on today, since it's an intriguing part, a very interesting part, because it's concealed. It's written under some kind of code. So the first question is this perception correct? Is there something concealed, hidden in the Torah of Israel? Okay, there is the revealed Torah and the concealed Torah, the written Torah and the oral Torah. The written Torah stems from the system of Zeranpin of the world of Atzilut, and the written Torah comes from the Malchut of Atzilut. These are systems. Now, besides this, there's also the concealed Torah and the revealed Torah. All these Torahs talk just about one thing, the revelation of the Creator to His created beings and His desire to reveal Himself to the created beings. But because the created beings have to reveal Him under certain conditions, then the Creator does not become revealed all at once, but the created beings have to make a serious effort, they have to meet certain conditions that they have to study and accept. And so this way, gradually, they come closer to the revelation of the Creator, but all of the Torahs of Israel, the oral Torah, the written Torah, the concealed Torah, the revealed Torah, all these Torahs are in order to bring to the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, to Israel and to the nations of the world through Israel, where we have to become light unto the nations, meaning to pass on what we reveal also to the nations of the world, meaning the Torah is also the revelation of the Creator to all of the created beings, as it says that the Creator, He offered the Torah to all the nations, and He asked, who wants? No one did. It's a kind of story, right? What does it actually mean? We'll get to it. And then He found a certain group that agreed to accept the Torah. And He called this group Israel, from the word Yashar Kel, meaning those that are aimed straight at the Creator. And He said, yes, I give them the Torah. And later on, they'll become light unto the nations, that they'll later pass it on, bit by bit, in pieces, in different ways, to all of humanity. But eventually, His desire is that at the so-called end of correction, when all created beings will be corrected, is for all the created beings to reveal Him to the fullest. As it says that then the Creator shall be king over the entire land, the Creator shall be one, and His name one, and all shall know Me from small to great, and My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, and the Wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about this elaborately. Now, you described a certain state where there is an upper force that has the desire to become revealed to the created beings. Now, this is the plan, and there's the Torah. What's the relation, what's the connection between this plan and the Torah? It's written the Torah or what? There's the Creator that creates, that created reality, that created man, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking degree, human beings. And he wants to develop them until they truly attain the recognition of the Creator. But to come to know him, it's not that he simply becomes revealed like we reveal something in this world, but he wants to reveal himself to them under a special condition for them to truly reveal him. Not that you see me, but I would like for you to come to know me completely, as a whole. Meaning, my character, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, all of my actions, everything there is. Now, for this, you really have to be like me. You have to clothe in me. You have to come to know all of my parameters, all of my desires, and then you can really inquire me, feel me, and understand me, meaning in mind and heart, and then to make out of yourself something that will be like me, then by that, you as if let go of your form and take on my form. We'll talk about it a bit later, what does it mean, but it's something out of the ordinary. This is actually the problem that the Creator put before human beings and said, you have to reveal me. Meaning, I've created the whole of reality and you in order for you to improve until you get to know me, you become like me, and all of you will be like me, truly. You want it? Great. You don't? That's also good, but not that great. Meaning, you have to become like me, to become an Adam in Hebrew, both meaning human being and also being similar to the Creator, willingly or unwillingly. Okay, now you explained the mechanism of the concealment, how this upper force, nature, what kind of mechanism it used in order to conceal itself from me. It created me completely opposite to it in a way that I can't identify it or him, the Creator, or the upper force, which is one and the same. Meaning, I have no perception of him. So you just described the mechanism of concealment. Now, I don't understand, what's the connection between the plan of the upper force to reveal itself to the created beings and the Torah of Israel? This is exactly what the Torah is meant for. What is there about it? It's in order to correct our nature so that in our corrected, improved nature, we'll be able to reveal the Creator to the measure to which we become like Him, equalize ourselves with Him. So would it be right to say that in the concealed part of the Torah of Israel, there are real instructions, like rules, like laws, that if I keep them, then I will be able to reveal the upper force, the Creator? Yeah? If so, then why is this part concealed? If it's something that, as a part of the process of our evolution as created beings, that we're supposed to become more and more like the Creator, then why is this part concealed? Why weren't we just told that this is what you have to do in life and everything's going to be great? You see all these books. Yeah. I was born in a well-read home. Both of my parents were doctors, but they loved studying, knowing. And our living room was all, the walls were covered with books. Now, the shelves were arranged in such a way that the bigger I got, the more mature books I could reach. According to your age, what's more suitable is higher. Well, of course, I climbed and so on, but actually, this is how it was. This is an example for how we're supposed to grow up, and therefore the Creator, He gradually reveals to us wisdom, culture, science, education, philosophy, psychology, different kinds of emotional and intellectual developments, both within us and also in our environment, and the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human environment, natural sciences, and so on, for us to gradually acquire this knowledge and also acquire the proficiency of how to approach the research, how to inquire, how to gather information, what do we understand, what do we feel, and what don't we, to scrutinize these things, and so on. And accordingly, we develop. And so, gradually, throughout human history, we develop. And also, correspondingly, the Torah developed. Meaning, the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, in it, there are stages. What degree or level does a person have to actually reach so that the concealed part will start to? It's according to a person's inner development. What part has to become or has to develop in him in order for him to be able to receive the concealed part of the Torah? For him to ask about the Creator, about the meaning of life, what am I living for? Meaning that it has to come from the person himself, that he wants to reveal these things. Yes, it can't be artificial. This is the condition. Otherwise, how can he inquire, investigate? So the question, the curiosity, the desire to reveal the power of the Creator, it has to be preceded by a person's development. Meaning, until it happens, what can you reveal to him then? It's like teaching high mathematics to a child. What can he understand? It'll only confuse him. Right. And it's interesting because, really, if you start teaching a child high mathematics, he won't understand, but you don't have to hide it from him. He simply won't understand. But we see that the inner part of the Torah of Israel, the wisdom of Kabbalah, was concealed in order not to corrupt the people, because we were under such conditions, in such times, periods, where we still were not ready to reveal these things. There were times, like in the times of our forefathers, when we came out of Egypt, during the times of the first and second temples, where we could reveal these things. But later, when we went into exile, meaning that the Torah of Israel, the wisdom of Kabbalah, became concealed. So we're in concealment for 2,000 years now, and we don't know why, how, what for. And besides the Kabbalists, all the rest of the sages, they only teach us what do we have to do in a way of take this and do that. And this is a very dark period. We're in the dark. So let's talk about this period. It's very interesting, meaning there was a certain time during which the people of Israel, between the first and the second temples, and immediately after the second temple, after the destruction, the internality of the Torah became concealed, meaning the people of Israel, the Jewish people, went into exile. And along with it, the revealed part of the Torah of Israel became concealed. It wasn't concealed, it was revealed. Back then it was revealed. To begin with, it was revealed. To begin with, Abraham, when he discovered it, he taught the method of how to reveal the Creator to all those that joined him in Babylon, all those that wanted. Right. And he took them here, to the land of Canaan, and later to Egypt, and through Egypt to the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, and then to the land of Israel, and then began the time of the temples. All this was a period during which people knew that they're living in order to reveal the Creator, that this is the meaning of life, and this is how they live their life. Also, in this, there were different periods where the Torah was more concealed, more revealed, but still it was known that its purpose is to reveal the Creator to the created beings. When you're saying that there was a more concealed, more revealed period, you mean that people were more aware of it. They understood. And there were times during which they understood less, they felt it less, but still, everyone knew. What did they exist for? What are they living for? Yeah. And that there's a method here for the revelation of the Creator. Now, what happened when the people of Israel went into exile? Suddenly they forgot that there is this wisdom, that this is the meaning of life. What happened? It's not only that they forgot, but especially it's emotionally, that as if the people of Israel lost the feeling, the desire for the revelation of the Creator. We don't need Him. I want to be a part of the Greek culture, the Roman culture. In terms of the revelation of the Creator, what's different about these cultures? It's the meaning of life. It's a different meaning of life. What am I living for? Am I living in order to fulfill my beastly life here and now? Through theater, philosophy, the circus they had, sports, gladiators, and so on. Or do I fill myself with the revelation of the Creator, the understanding of the universe on a level that is above human power, that here I have to acquire a mind and heart that are higher than the human power, than the human ability. And this is what the Torah is for, the concealed Torah, because it teaches how to reveal that which is concealed. So, in the process of Hellenization that part of the Jews went through, they left the concealed Torah. So if a certain wisdom ceases to be important, it becomes concealed. Yeah. So it doesn't interest me anymore. I don't want it. And what's left is that because it was written about spiritual actions in the language of the branches, it's what? It's a language of codes. It's not a code. It's because we have the upper spiritual world where all the actions are only in mind and desire. And we have the lower world, our world, where all the actions are physical, as if mechanical. So we don't have the language to write about spiritual actions, but we can take the so-called language of the branches, corporeal actions. The language of the branches is actually in the language of this world. Yeah. And I'm as if writing about actions in this world, but what I'm actually talking about are spiritual actions. And it's written about this in many different places. And what happened is that there was no other option but to write about spirituality this way. But what it brought about is that people said, but you see, it says so. So I'll keep what it says. This is what I'll do. And not internally, but externally. And it's enough. This is all it says. Meaning the inner intention actually disappeared. Yeah. And then the nation became separated. There was a big rift that caused many wars. This started during the times of the first temple already until the end of the second temple. There were wars and problems where part of the nation demanded an inner correction in order to reveal the Creator and achieve adhesion with Him in faith above reason. And the other part said, no, this is how we have to do it. It's enough for us, and this is called the Torah of Israel. So there was a big war between these two parts. This is the so-called war for Lishma. And eventually, they were so much into scrutinizing their relations, these wars, that they drew bad foreign forces, the forces of Rome and Greece, and Israel were banished from here, meaning they lost the land of Israel, the temples, everything. And since then, we're in exile. Meaning what? That we have no contact with the Torah of truth, the so-called concealed Torah. The wisdom of Kabbalah is called